pushes header. Fajero! Oh, you beauty! What a headshot! Zambrano, give it straight to Paul Scholes! What about that? Luis Suarez!
Welcome to the True Reds podcast. This is our weekly, bi-weekly, or whenever the heck we feel like doing it. Your hosts are Mike, Joe, and Ben. This is our pre-World Cup transfer edition, where we will talk, ramble, and moan about whatever transfers we feel like. We won't go over this by the teams per se, but by the players and the teams that desire their services. So first off, we'll start off with a big name that's pretty much linked with every single year for the past couple years, Cesc Fabregas. He's been linked with United, Chelsea, Liverpool, and Arsenal. Heavily linked with United last year. And do you think he'll even go?
I don't know. I don't think he'll end up going back to Man United. I think with the change of manager, anything's possible. But to be honest, if he didn't go back to Arsenal, I think everybody in England would probably hate him.
Yeah, everybody at Arsenal would hate him. Whoever he went to, those people would like him a lot.
That's true.
But yeah, I just can't see it happening again. But at the same,
I think they will sell him. I just don't think it would be Man United. I don't really know. Although Louis Van Gaal has said he really wants him, but I mean, I don't really understand why. Comparing Cesc Fabregas to Toni Kroos, I don't really see. I don't know which player's better, which player's more useful for us. I don't really. I mean, they seem like the same person to me, honestly. And
yeah, I just thought that the Liverpool link was actually pretty interesting. Chelsea goes after every big name every year. That's like their strategy. I'm surprised
like
we haven't seen a City link either. But yeah, I don't know, Ben, if you had any thoughts on the Liverpool link, if you thought that they would really go after that hard or even have a chance of getting him.
I mean, from what I've read, Fabregas is available. Like, he's going to be transferred somewhere. I just, like, apparently he's rated at, like, £30 million, which apparently we have that money to throw out around now, but I don't understand why we're going to go spend 30. Even if we do go after Fabregas for $30 million, then why are we even still going after, like, Lallana? Like,
because it's Liverpool. And
it's just,
I mean,
it just doesn't make sense to me. And this thing is like,
evidently they didn't learn anything from Andy Carroll, which to me is, you know, just a brilliant reflection of Liverpool's organization.
It's true. We're putting Ben in a really good mood today.
I'm just hoping he actually talks because people can't see his facial expressions.
That's true. If you could see the disgust on his face, would make any Liverpool fan, any Scouser proud. Yeah,
even Wayne Rooney.
Even Wayne Rooney.
Speaking of which, you know Colleen Rooney is a Liverpool fan. Do you know that?
Did not know that.
Yes, yeah. She actually had a tweeting Q&A, and they were talking to her, and they were like accusing her of all this crap, and she just basically said, "Well, if you don't like it, you can unfollow me," because she tweeted, "Fingers crossed on the last day for Liverpool." The last day of the Premier League, because she said she grew up a Liverpool fan, which to me is hysterical, and Wayne Rooney is sleeping
that's
with the enemy.
It's because Rooney knows his roots, man.
What? Sleeps
he's
with him?
Scouser born and bred.
That's great. Well, I don't really know how to transition to the next point gracefully, but from that we'll move on to Liverpool and their bid for Adam Lallana. Up to 25 million euros, is that correct?
Yeah.
Euros or pounds?
Pounds.
Pounds,
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he's in England, so there's no euros. They don't talk euros whenever it's just within the Premier League.
That's true.
Personally, I think that he's not worth that much, even in today's standards.
It doesn't matter whether it's personally or not, he's not worth that much.
That's true. But, I mean, in today's time, everything's been inflated.
True.
Because Gareth Bale wasn't worth 86 million euros, but they wanted him. So, I mean, supply and demand. No,
I'd pay 86 million euros for Gareth Bale before I'd pay 25 million.
Excuse me, it was pounds.
Whatever. I'd pay that much for Gareth Bale before I'd pay that much for Adam Lallana.
25 for Adam Lallana? Really?
It's too much. Like, here's the thing. He's been at Southampton, and, yeah, he's captained them through the championship on up to the Premier League, and he had a good season and all. But the thing is, like, he's got the same skill set and position as, like, he plays the same positions as Coutinho and Raheem Sterling, both of which are younger, both of which were cheaper, both of which have brighter futures, in my opinion, because, like, Coutinho we picked up for £8.5 million from Inter, which was a bargain now that you look at what he's done. Raheem Sterling, you know, we got in the he was in the academy, he came through there. So it's like, I don't know why we would splash 25 million, especially since that's just because that's what Southampton wants. They know that somebody's
Well, they're reverting to what they know. I mean,
I thought 20 million was too much when we initially bid that. And I was like, it's ridiculous. Like, I can't see more than like 12 or 13.
Well, I mean, they're like I said, they're reverting back to what they know. Whenever they lose, they just have to start throwing money at stuff because they got to have an excuse.
Might kill you.
I personally, I don't have a feeling about Lallana. I don't really care about him. I think
they should have stuck with their bid for Luke Shaw.
Yeah. I think that, you know what, he's an integral part of Southampton. If they can get the money for him, you know what, go ahead and get the money for him. And if not, they want to keep him. I mean, that's my opinion. It's like, hey, these smaller clubs, they always lose players because people come in, they bid for them, they bid excessive amounts of money. And you know what? That's just part of the game. If Liverpool are willing to pay it, you know what? Liverpool are going to pay it. But if not, what are you snapping behind the mic for?
I'm thinking, bro. I just keep talking. I'm just thinking out loud, and I was testing something. Just go ahead, bro. Don't worry about it.
It's super distracting.
Let's create more editing for Ben.
Yeah.
Well, no, this is good stuff. This is good stuff.
Yeah, we need Joe to quit being ADD over here. Adam Lallana, overpriced. Everybody agrees.
Yes.
What about his beard, though, guys? Does he look manly enough
yes,
to be there?
He's actually a good-looking dude, I think, for an Englishman.
That is true. I mean, David Beckham,
ooh.
Adam Lallana, I mean, they look good. Look out in the stands. Compare looking out in the stands in
We're
the NFL.
We're not picking any English viewers up or listeners. All he does is dog on English people, and we're talking about their sport.
It's a worldwide sport.
All right, so it is. But moving on, we're gonna get to
I finish that part though?
No.
About how ugly they are.
Okay, sure, fine.
Okay, I'm just saying. Look out in the stands. Is there anybody you want to have coitus with out there?
We're not putting this.
Do you want?
If Ben edits this out, he's fired from editing.
Whoa!
He can do everything else because he does most of our technical work. All right, there's no one. Just to answer your question, and we can wrap that up. Awkward situation. I love this. Angel Di Maria, which is my cousin, had a...
Twice removed.
Was offended the other day because he said that after all of his hard work that he's put in with Real Madrid, it really hurts to be linked to Tottenham. And I really love that because it's like Tottenham, you just shows how much they really matter.
Was there something lost in translation, perhaps?
No.
I doubt it.
No.
I doubt it. I mean, he's Argentinian. He's probably a crybaby.
He knows that Tottenham sucks.
Yeah.
Just like everybody else. So
you get linked to Tottenham, basically you're going to be a flop.
Unless you're linked out of Tottenham.
If you're linked out of Tottenham, there's success in your way, you know. But if you're linked into Tottenham, you're screwed.
It's true. I really want to pull up that one, that thing where his quote exactly, because it was so perfect and it just made me laugh.
Meantime, though, while he's pulling that article up, Ben, what do you think about Angel Di Maria's performance this season? If you think he should stay at Real Madrid, do you think he should leave? And if he should leave, where do you think he should go?
I don't think he should leave. I think he's at a good place at Real.
I agree.
Yeah, I think he's at a good place at Real. He's in the starting lineup, and to my knowledge, I mean, you know the roster better than I do, but
he was man of the match for me that last Champions League game.
He was the man of the match.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, as a fan, even if they wouldn't have said that.
But the thing is, like, to my knowledge, there's not really anybody that you would play over him. And so it's like, and the thing is, he's got the experience. He's been playing there for a while, so I don't think he would leave. Now, if he was to leave, I could see him going to maybe City or PSG. That would be it.
City or PSG?
Yeah, just because, like, a money...
I mean, he's...
And I feel like those are the only teams that I can see him fitting in.
He's linked to United, though. I would love him at United.
I don't see him fitting in there.
Oh, we need wingers. Or Valencia, I love him. He's a hard worker. But
he's... Ashley Young.
Sucks.
Valencia.
Ashley... Oh, my Lord. He's got a girl's name.
have you watched United play? Oh, my God.
Ashley Young has these moments of brilliance
All right.
Ashley Young is the best diver in the
NBA. Oh, God.
after Daniel Sturridge.
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
After he did that against me, I mean, I just can't let him live it down.
One time.
All right. Angel Di Maria's quote said, "Many things were said. Sometimes you think a lot, and it hurts when you're trying to always do your best for a club, and when it, then it comes out that you might be going to Tottenham." Oh, yes. Suck it, Tottenham.
What was... I just wish that whenever NBC had done that little bitty video last year at the beginning of the Premier League, saying the Premier League's back and the managers of Tottenham, and they made all those funny names for the English teams, you know, Man United, or like the Dallas Cowboys or whatever. They should have said something about Tottenham, because they could have made some really funny reference that I personally
can't
think
of. Well, he was coaching Tottenham.
I know. I wish they would have said something.
They could have picked a team that wasn't Tottenham.
Yeah, I do like how Gareth Bale was actually in that video playing for
and
Tottenham.
And I like how all the, like, you know, Lennon and them were standing on the sidelines and... Yeah.
How many countries are in this country?
That was great. All right. So, next up on the agenda is Paul Pogba.
Can't believe we let him go on a free transfer.
Yeah.
What was he smoking? Oh, he's great, but we let him go on a free transfer.
I mean, Alex Ferguson is a genius, and nobody questioned him at the time.
For Bebe and Paul Pogba.
if I remember, the exact quote from Ferguson was that he didn't see him fitting into the lineup anytime soon, and he wanted him to advance in his skills.
Yeah.
And so I think it was more out of a I want this kid to succeed than a I want to keep this guy on our team.
And it's interesting that you even say that, because Pogba had a recent article that came out talking about how he felt like he wasn't respected at United, like all this stuff, and I was actually reading it and thinking, like, man, this hurts the United brand, because, like, you know, we're supposed to be good with, like, taking young players, making them into something. So to hear you say that, and then he actually denied that those reports were actually true, which I really was glad, because I was sitting there thinking, like, holy crap, like, we're going to have all these people, like, saying, you know, bad stuff about United, but then it was really good to, like, come out and hear him say, like, all right, no,
I mean,
this wasn't true.
It's not like we didn't do that to David Moyes, though.
Yeah.
Well, David Moyes sucks.
Yeah, but he's different. No one cares about him. Falcao, he totally threw out there that he'd like to come to the Premier League.
Yeah, I saw that today.
I would love to see him play in the Premier League.
Unfortunately,
I won't be able to play with AS Monaco anymore after that happens, because James Rodriguez is only an 83. So,
no, I would love to see him at the Premier League, but I also would hate to see him at the Premier League, because I know that he's going to end up going to Chelsea or some place.
What is it with Chelsea getting all the good players,
well,
but then
think,
really
think
not
about
doing anything?
Think about
with
clubs
them.
That can afford him that need a striker. Chelsea.
Well,
yeah.
Like,
but I mean, I feel like they already tried that. They bought all these strikers last year.
They bought
Fernando
Torres and Demba Ba
and Samuel Eto'o. Although, speaking of Samuel Eto'o, just to throw a loop, they had a draw with Germany. 2-2. So
was it Germany's B team?
No, it was their like tune-up.
Did they start Kadira?
Are you talking about
no
that?
Clue.
Oh, are you talking about Cameroon?
I didn't watch it, but
yeah.
Cameroon.
Laszlo was freaking out about that.
Yeah. Oh, it was awesome. It
he
made
was so
me.
Pissed.
I'm so glad. We need to bring Laszlo on to talk about.
If you didn't
his...
know about,
I told him and he said he
for our
it.
Listeners who are just joining us,
who are just joining,
us. Laszlo is a foreign exchange student from Germany who thinks that Germany is, you know,
not the gonna
Scheisse.
Win.
He thinks they're the Scheisse.
And they're not gonna win.
And they're not gonna win the
And they're
World
not
Cup
gonna beat the US.
Sucks.
Although, I mean, you know, yeah. honestly, their defense really does suck, you know? They're terrible.
He has reason to worry, though, because he did make a bet with one of his friends that if the US beat Germany once, he had to shave his head.
Yes, 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 yes. I like it.
Which makes me more sad that Donovan's not playing.
I know, right?
Oh, well, that would just give us more reason to lose.
I really want to see Laszlo's head shave, though.
Yeah.
Laszlo is Donovan's a typical Aryan race type person. Blonde hair and, you know, tall and muscular, fair skin.
It's lean muscle, though.
Lean
he's
muscle,
not built.
Yeah, he's not really
not bulky.
He's not bulky. He looks,
this
he,
is so relevant.
He's
kind of
like, you know how Neuer looks like a...
basically, guys, we have nothing to talk about because it's just transfers, so we're talking about Laszlo.
Yeah, but you know Neuer. Let's think about Neuer for just a second.
Think
Neuer could be also a model. Have you seen that dude's like the fair complexion that he has?
I would like.
I mean,
to.
I could see him walking in some Cristiano Ronaldo underwear.
Exactly. That
could be like CR7 Neuer.
I knew it was going to go back to that. One thing I would like to say is, if there is a good body in the Premier League, or really the Bangladesh or La Liga,
Bangladesh.
What is that?
Bundesliga.
That needs to be edited out.
Nope.
Yeah, it's not. I know it's not. But what I was going back to is that, Joe, if there's a hot bot out there, he's going to recognize it. And
dude,
he's going to give props.
Let me tell you.
So he's our resident hot bot alert. So like any player
I'm
that we have.
I'm a beard man.
Mm. Mm.
You don't talk about good beards and soccer.
Well, no, I mean, good beards, I mean, that's no big deal. But when a dude can take his shirt off and make all the ladies swoon in the crowd.
Including Joe.
Swooning?
Joe swoons. Joe swoons. Don't deny it.
But I don't have any hot flashes or anything.
You called for Cristiano Ronaldo to pull his shirt off in the Champions League.
And he did, didn't he? It was like he heard me. And then he did like a pose like he was on Mr. Olympia or something.
Mr. Olympia. All right. So, really excited about this. David Villa and Frank Lampard coming to the good old States. British invasion.
The good old...
British invasion? David Villa is not British.
Yeah.
No.
Frank Lampard.
Let's say world invasion of American soccer, and they're joining... the International Soccer Players Retirement League.
Oh, seriously.
Welcome to retirement.
Welcome to retirement. That's so right.
Good job.
Where you play against high schoolers and everyone thinks you're incredible, even though you probably couldn't keep up in the top leagues anymore.
Although,
that's why you came.
David Villa, he was just playing in the Champions League.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm surprised, actually, that he's leaving. Actually, he said they made an irresistible offer that New York...
I mean, I'm pumped.
Left, but
a lot of people didn't like him at Barcelona, but I kind of
liked
him.
I didn't like him
at
Barcelona.
But you don't like Barcelona.
Oh, duh. I liked him in the 2010 World Cup. That was the first time I really watched him, and I thought he was good, but then he started, you know, I don't know. He's kind of a D-bag.
Yeah. We need personalities like that in the MLS, so I'll actually watch.
Here's my thing, though, is I'm excited about New York City having a soccer team again.
They have the Red Bulls.
I am disappointed. Have the Red Bulls. But I'm talking about, like, Cosmos level from the 70s. However, I am disappointed that they are not going to be the New York Cosmos.
I know.
I want them to be the New
York Cosmos. What are they, actually?
Is this the one that City is financially backing?
Football club.
No, Man City, are they financially backing this club? Okay.
I thought David Beckham was supposed to start one in
Miami.
Yeah, but when are they going to start that?
Not until 2015.
Yeah.
The 2015 season, Miami and New York City are entering the
league.
Why? Because they've already started this league this season. They don't start their season until May. So they have to wait until next May.
No, they start their season before May?
Or March, April, whatever, springtime.
So this is what's happening. You know, they're all infusing all of their good soccer players here. And we're infusing all of our NFL. We're trying to do NFL teams in London.
Yeah, I think
there was actually talk of them doing an official. They're actually going to have
a
team staying
there. There was talk a while for the Rams.
There.
Like a few years back, there was the Rams.
Nobody likes the Rams. Send them over there.
Send the dad burn Jacksonville Jaguars over there. They probably have a better following
than
they do here.
The London Jaguars. I mean, it fits. Jaguars are British cars.
That's true. classy cars.
Jaguars.
Jaguars.
As they like to add some more English racism
that's
in here.
That's racist.
That's how they say it.
I know.
Watch Top Gear.
Oh, okay.
That is a good show.
That is a good show. Could we just talk about Top Gear for a second? No, I'm kidding. Moving on.
The True Reds podcast. Where
I was actually. I really. This is important to me because it. I'm torn because I like Juan Mata a lot. Yeah. David De Gea recently, I just read an article about how he's talking to Van Gaal about.
Van Gaal
about coming in and, like, he's saying, hey, don't sell Mata. Don't sell Mata. It depends on who we could get for Mata that would fulfill a better need, because Kagawa said he's not going anywhere. We have Rooney. And
do you think Van Gaal can pull out of Kagawa what Jurgen Klopp did?
If he can, we have a chance to do something.
I spent tacos.
The tacos. I would love it if she was making tacos.
If your girlfriend's making tacos, I'm gonna like die.
I don't think she is though. Maybe she is.
I love tacos.
She might be making pizza.
I could do nachos as well.
Ooh, nachos.
Like some fully loaded nachos.
Nacho Bel Grande.
No, Taco Bell's gross.
I just had to say it. Fair. I didn't mean it.
Hey, BS, Mata.
Do we think?
I mean, it doesn't Mata.
It doesn't Mata.
I'm sad we can't. We never even really got to say that because he didn't. Like, he was great this year whenever we had him for that half season, but we never really got to say
that time where he didn't.
David Moyes just screwed himself.
Here's my thing. Juan Mata was one of the only players that I actually liked at Chelsea.
After Fernando
Torres.
He's
one of my favorite players in the Premier League.
After Fernando Torres.
And I didn't like Fernando Torres after he left Liverpool.
Really?
It's like he's betrayed
us. Then why is it still in all your passwords?
Why do you have to let that go?
Ben does have the editing power.
Anyway, so I love Mata. He's a great player. He has an awesome beard. And
Mata has, it's kind of that scruffy look.
He has a great beard.
Okay.
Anyway. He's a great guy, and I like him as a player and as a person.
And as a beard.
And even though he left Chelsea to go to United, I was, because I wanted him to come to Liverpool since like the first day I saw him at Chelsea. And I personally would take him at Liverpool any day.
Yeah.
And I personally think that whenever you're talking about needing wingers, whether he plays a wing or a like outside midfielder role, I feel like that's somebody you need to keep, because unless you're going to go out there and go for someone who's like, okay, Di Maria, who's going to fill in for that spot or something like that. I feel like you're going to get rid of someone who, I mean, the thing is like, okay, two seasons ago, he was the best player in the Premier League.
Right. But
and
my thing is filling a need though. Do we get rid of him and like trade him for Fabregas?
But why do you, I mean.
Is Fabregas a better role player? Carrick's getting old. Fellaini's garbage. Phil Jones is a center back. Darren Fletcher,
he can't keep his bowels right.
I'd rather have Juan Mata over Fabregas.
Or let's say Cruz. All right, let's do a value. Would you take Mata for United for their value? Would you take Mata or Cruz?
Cruz
over Mata. Okay.
Well, if you had to choose, yeah, but I feel like Cruz's skill set is more what y'all need.
Okay. Schweinsteiger, Cruz.
Oh, I'd take Cruz over Schweinsteiger.
Cruz over Schweinsteiger. Okay.
Just because of age.
Yeah, just because of age. Exactly.
Yeah.
I really like Juan Mata, and I think any team that has him needs to have. Because the whole time he was at Chelsea, whenever Mourinho stepped in, the whole time, every time I watched Chelsea play, I was like, "Why aren't you playing Mata?
Yeah.
Stop being stupid."
Right. All right, we're gonna introduce a new segment here, the Would You Rather segment. And we're gonna go through to and who would you rather. Suarez or Messi?
Suarez.
Oh my gosh! Are you kidding me?
That's
4-time Ballon d'Or winner versus Suarez.
Here's my.
They're the same age too.
Here's my justification. Here's my justification.
He would bite Messi or something.
No,
I mean, what's the justification?
Listen. Messi is Barcelona through and through. If you take that away,
that doesn't matter.
I don't feel like he would play for any other team. You can even look at Argentina.
No, this isn't a would he play for. Oh, you're saying
he wouldn't play with the same heart as he does with Barcelona.
Oh my lord.
Okay, no,
and here's the thing. I look at Suarez, and even though he's done a lot of stupid crap, I love the guy and the heart that he has for Liverpool. I would take over Messi's. I'm playing for this team because they have me, any day.
I think the Messi is the type of person to be loyal to whoever he's playing for, though.
Passion and, like, heart is
all right. All right, so I Ronaldo or Suarez.
It's also not fair because I love Suarez. Okay, yeah, let's see.
I want to hear this.
Ronaldo or Suarez?
Suarez is younger.
Oh my gosh. All right, actually, I would... I don't know if I could... Yeah.
Do you realize he just scored 51 goals this season?
You also realize that Ronaldo and Suarez scored the same and both split that European Golden Boot?
Yes, I do realize that, but do you realize that he also played in the Champions League? And had more games.
I don't. But here's the thing. Also, you can't,
got his team into the.
It's not fair that you're giving a beloved Liverpool player versus someone I don't really care about at the same level.
If they take their shirt off, that's why we're.
That's why we're playing the game. Would you rather? All right. Is there anyone that you could bring in
over Suarez?
Over Suarez.
Last year, but how can it be changed so much? Because last year you said I don't see how he can stay anymore. You were in the crowd of how can I don't see how he can stay anymore.
That's because I honestly thought he was going to leave.
Right, how can his heart what if Suarez better? Only gets 20 goals next season?
I'll still take him.
Okay. All right. Let's move. Okay. Would you rather Gerard?
Ooh.
Or Toni Kroos?
Okay, that's a stupid question.
No, you have to gauge it. You have to get to the right level.
See, it's just
but if he just answered that with Luis Suarez, Steven Gerrard...
It's the same exact thing. It's because I love Gerrard more than I love Suarez.
All right, he loves Gerrard more than he loves his girlfriend.
Gerrard, that's true. You can't...
He didn't even defend himself.
Over
Gerrard. You can't. Okay. What if Gerrard...
Also, they don't even play the same role.
I know. I just wanted to... I'm trying to throw well, out people.
Well, didn't Gerrard used to play more of a forward role?
Yeah, what if he's younger?
Yeah, well, compare...
We're not talking about young Gerrard versus young Toni Kroos. All right,
in 4 years, would you take Kroos at the same age he is now over Gerrard?
Yes!
Oh, God. All right, this is pointless because apparently Ben doesn't want anything to progress
apparently
at Liverpool.
He doesn't want anything but Adam Lallana to go home.
I do. No, here's the thing. I want things to progress, but I don't... I'm not going to pick... somebody that I've never really watched play over someone that I love.
Yeah.
Okay. How have you not watched much of Ronaldo, much of Messi? The only times I've watched
Ronaldo play has been whenever I've watched Madrid games with you or whenever I've watched the like two Portugal games I've seen.
Yeah, but Kroos, the thing is, you can't avoid seeing them on like highlight reels. You can avoid seeing Liverpool on highlight reels until last year.
Highlight reels are biased because they're all the highlights.
That's true. They're not. They should do a highlight.
Which they're always in.
You can go look up an Adam Lallana highlight reel and be like, "Man, this dude's the shit."
Yes.
No, you can't. That's not that good. He's not. There's no way.
Yeah.
Go look up a.
Yeah, I mean, like Ander Herrera has a pretty good highlight reel.
I saw his kind of stunk.
Well, okay, the one that I watched was good.
Oh, all I'm gonna say is highlight reels are biased.
I agree
Ronaldo's
with that
completely. Ronaldo's a great player, and Messi's
I'm
a
talking
great
about
player.
Highlight reels, not YouTube highlight reels, but like whenever you're watching the news, this comes up. This person scored this goal. This person scored this goal.
I don't watch
highlight
reels
for. You don't watch goals on Sunday on Fox?
No.
You don't watch any games on Fox?
No, I don't watch TV, unless it's a Liverpool game.
Gosh. Yeah, well,
obviously this
there's going to be no
fair
and balanced.
The bias is so extreme.
There's going to be no fair and balanced opinions here. All right. So, let's go on to Man United. Joe, would you rather RVP or Cavani?
Ooh, that's a hard one. To be honest with you, both had a really mediocre season this past year.
Right. That's why I brought him up, because Cavani didn't have a great season and neither did RVP.
I would probably take Cavani because RVP is getting to that age where, yeah, he's got a lot for him. He's an excellent striker. However, I think there's still potential that you can tap out of Cavani, and he's still a little bit younger.
Yeah.
And if it depends on this World Cup, though. So I, mean,
yeah.
I don't know.
All right, I agree. And I mean, honestly, the thing that's kind of interesting to me is that Van Gaal saying, "Hey, I'm gonna make RVP the captain." How do you think that's gonna work with Rooney? Because Rooney
that would
be all about being the captain, and Rooney gets paid $200,000 more than everybody else a week.
Yeah, I wonder what RVP gets paid.
I don't know, like probably three. I mean, they lured him away from Arsenal, which he'd been at for 7 years. They'd probably pay him a lot. I don't know.
Oh, okay, well, anyway, I'm thinking about this. If we had Rooney. I don't know if the club would let him do that, honestly. I mean, the board of directors would be all over that if they gave RPP the
armband
cap.
Uh, Van Hal's not David Moyes. Van Hal like... is a guy who whipped out his scrotum and said, hey, look, I had something to back up my work. And I just don't, I think if Van Hal wants it, it's going
to
happen.
You know, this is probably why Tony Cruz isn't coming to the club.
He's like, I don't want to see those again.
I don't want to see that again.
So you have this guy comes in and instantly RVP's the captain. I feel like that shows bias.
Well, yeah.
You look at somebody who's played for the team as long as Rooney has. I think he deserves the armband. If that's his,
see, this is the problem with Liverpool right here. If he's in consideration. It's all about justice.
But I don't know what to say after that.
There has to be some competitive. There has to be a little bit of dirting of the hands, I guess, for there to be a club to be as extremely successful as I think they should be. Because.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I mean, with Sir Alex Ferguson, the reason it, you know, once he established himself, he was the go-to person. They haven't had that at Liverpool recently.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I don't know.
Ben shaking. Ben needs to be as vocal as he is with his eyebrows right now.
We need to start doing a video thing so we can actually get Ben's reaction so Liverpool fans don't think that he's just taking it. Yeah, I don't know. All right, so let's go. So you would prefer Cavani?
I prefer Cavani. Let's do another one.
Costa, RVP.
Costa. That dude's just been on fire.
RVP last year, Costa. This year.
Costa this year versus RVP last year. RVP because I like him better.
Yeah.
Costa's kind of a D-bag.
Yeah. What, Benzema, RVP?
RVP.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I love Benzema, but to be honest with you, if he wasn't at Real Madrid, I don't think he would shine as much as he really is.
Yeah. I mean, my list kind of.
All right, Michael, it's time for you. It's your turn.
All right.
If we were thinking about just players around the world in general, if you were making your own dream team, would you have Michael Carrick? Or would you have Ben? Give me a guy that would be about the same par for him from some other team. Michael Carrick or
Steven Gerrard.
Well, I know what you'd answer that one.
Steven Gerrard.
Yeah.
Every time.
I would answer Carrick.
What? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. That's why.
The captain of Liverpool, dude. I wouldn't get on my dream team. I couldn't rep with Liverpool on my dream team. I mean, maybe Suarez, but.
That's because he's two-faced. Bro.
Suarez is just he was just unreal this season. I mean, how can you pass that up? Gerrard's old. I'd get over
it. Gerrard was unreal this season. Did you see those moves? I mean, he was breakdancing all over the pitch. He was slipping all over the place.
I'm going to kill you.
Oh, great.
Those moves were unreal.
Yeah.
Well...
Good night and good luck.